Derech lefoil. Okay, let's go. Alright, we're in Derech Gimel, Barichus Fasayim. Arichu, we said, doesn't mean long lips, it means ordered lips. It means using speech as a way of ordering one's machshavas and one's getting seder in one's life. So you've got to talk out the important principles of life. What am I living for? And then speak it out, get clarity. Don't just allow your thoughts to sort of mumble. Actually, talk it out to yourself. Say it like you mean it, and then eventually you'll come to believe that you mean it. This is one of the big secrets of speech, by the way. Rav Tetz discusses this, and it's worthwhile having a look at. If you want to get a piece on how powerful this concept of talking is, because on the one hand, we see there's an inyan of arichus as I'm speaking things out, and then there's also an inyan not to speak, to allow the thing to boil inside and not to speak it out. I highly recommend you look in Rav Tetz's book, in Living Inspired. He's got a chapter on silence. A very, very, very powerful piece of, it's a very powerful essay there. Very powerful. You say this sticker, the secrets of what speech really is, and how speech brings things from koyach to poel, how it brings it from the world of the infinite into the world of finite, and what the pros and cons of that process are. We're going to discuss mea koyach le poel in one of those aspects, but I highly recommend you look in that essay of Rebbe Tetz's, or get the shir and listen to it. Okay. The whole world is divided into four levels. Actually, five. As we've seen previously, there's doimam, which is an inanimate object. Tzomech is flowers, plant life. Chai is the animal world. And medabe is people. And then there's a fifth level, which is Yisrael Eved Hashem. Yeah? Which is what we're supposed to become. Okay. Keshamina anushi moifin beicheles adibur. This medaber is a species of creature that has the ability to speak. Hasafa mefsharut lanu letargem machshavot ruchonios veirtiliot. What's it? Ethereal, I think he means. Ethereal thoughts, right? Irtiliot.
I think it's
virtual. Virtual. I think it means ethereal. I think it means abstract. Extract thinking, yo. Vertiliot, virtual, that means, really means, means ethereal, it means non-existent. Yo. Luftik, as they say in Yiddish. Luftik means air. Ba'avir. Lumanochim gashmi maisim. What speech does, and I mentioned this yesterday, it's no coincidence that the place where speech happens is the transition from brain to guf. Thought processes take place in your head. Speech translates those thoughts into gashmias, into physicality, takes place the duke where the brain meets the goof. That's where speech happens. It's transition koyach lepoel. As long as they're just thoughts, they're not in this world. They're in your head. They're in the world of abstract thinking. They're in the ruchnistika world. When you speak about them, you bring them out into the physical world. You make them real. You take them out of the world of infinite ruchnias and you brought them into the world of finite. There it is now. This is it. This and nothing else. As long as it's in your head, it can be anything. That's what takes place. Bidyuk, where the head joins the guf, where the ruchnias meet the physical. That's what speech is. Clear, no? Why don't you speak out of your knee? Because that's not where speech happens. Speech happens at the transition from ruchnias to gashmias, which is in the throat. תוכל להשתמש בקול שלך ולהציג בעיה קשה שמטרידה אותך או קושי שאתה מנסה לפתור. Person can use his speech, his voice, to express a difficult problem that he has that's worrying him, or a kasha that he's trying to solve. הקשב למה שאתה אומר ותאלץ להתמודד לעתים עם הפישה מורלופת. What? מורלופת? Are felt cloudy, unclear, של הדברים, או אם חשיבה, מעבטת, לא נעים לדבר, שטיות, כשמקשיבים לך, אפילו אם קל, המאזינים קולו לעצמך בלבד. It's not very pleasant speaking nonsense when people are listening to you, even if you're the only listener. You hear yourself speaking nonsense, you often catch yourself saying, that's such nonsense, how could you say that? You say an idea to your chavrusa, it sounded brilliant in your head, right? You start saying it to your chavrusa, you realize, that's absolute nonsense. Speaking it out helps you to clarify and to bring it into a place. Take it out of the place where it's cloudy, to bring it into place, you can grasp it with clarity, even if what you're speaking is nonsense. Havata machshav v'dibur, the transition from thought to speech, ki hoitzah mi'akoyach el hapoel, it's bringing it from potential to actualization. Keshanu oimi mashu b'kol, anu cheike kimoto b'selam. When you bring something out in speech, you're engraving it, you're carving out of rock, you're making it real. Nishmas Adam, Shoefes Tamid Litkadem Ulehitalot. The neshama of a person is continually yearning and striving to grow and to raise itself, to elevate itself. Aval haguf ha'choimri mitneged lo. So what's fighting? What's so hard? The guf's against that. The guf is continually shoefing to go to bed. Physical pleasure, just, you know, some nerve-ending stimulation. The neshama wants to be great and the guf wants to just take it easy. Amalat l'gasher. In order to grasp this conflict between the neshama and the guf, in order to deal and battle this mochama that's going out to the neshama and the guf, it's essential that you take one's ideas that are within the neshama, that are swirling around in the neshama, but sura hamishchnatot beyosa, in a way that is more persuasive. I think it's worth translating that. Kach lafiach lahachdir ulatemir es harianot haruchnim l'toich hanefesh. In such a way, one is able to then internalize and engrave and make pnimiyas the ideas that we have that are spiritual, to bring them into the nefesh, to take them from the neshama, which is the upper level of the spiritual aspect, and put them into the nefesh, which is the spiritual aspect of the guf. The Toich HaGuf HaGash Mishelan, to bring it into the physical guf. Because if you want your guf to get clear what your neshama is saying, it's not enough to think it. You actually have to say it. You've got to speak it out. Which means it's not just a nice technical, pedagogical tool to speak in order to hear what you say. It means it's built into the Bria. And this is part of the Ruchniyastika way of getting clarity, is to take something which you know in your head and to put it into action requires speech. It requires a process called speech which puts it then into the guf. So the basis of the whole Muslim movement is built on that aspect. It's not enough to just sit and meditate good thoughts, you actually have to speak it out. Vayifin tivi anachnu magishim mechiyoivet gedoy liyoyt lechet b'derech shaleh dibarnu ma'asheh b'derech rak chashavnu. Everybody knows that it's much easier to avoid doing something you just thought of doing than something you actually spoke. Thinking about giving tzedakah doesn't necessarily mechayev you to give tzedakah. I'm not talking halachically now. Halachically you have to ask your own shalos. Thinking to give tzedakah doesn't necessarily mechayev you. But if you say you're going to give tzedakah, you chayev. You know yourself, you think about, should I go on diet, should I go on diet? You think. You may not, yeah? But you say to yourself, I'm going on diet! Much more of a, makes it more real. Hadiba mahave es hageshem bein haguf hagashmi, speech creates a bridge between the physical body, lebein hamachshava ha'ir tiliyot, whatever that word is, I think it means abstract, luftig thoughts. That's what speech is. It's the bridge, as I've spoken about quite a bit, between the body and the thought. And that's why exactly it's situated, bidyuk, in the neck, which connects the guf to the body, because that's exactly what speech is. The bridge between the head and the body. You see, ma'aseh the derech hashlishis, arichas v'sayim. Na'aseh loy rak b'beis ha-midrash, kishelein dimes ha-teira k'doisha. We see this concept, this derech shlishi of arichas v'sayim, is not just when we're learning Torah. There we see, we talk out loud. The Beis Midrash isn't a quiet, thoughtful, contemplative library. The Beis Midrash is a place where you shout at each other. We're talking all the time in the Beis Midrash, right? How does anyone concentrate? Not just in the Beis Midrash. Gam Beis HaTfila, also when we daven. When we Yom Kippur HaVidui, Nehmer B'kol Rav. In order to go through all these things, you have to at least hear what you say. There's a lot of Torah thoughts have to be spoken. The minhag also is before we do a mitzvah to say hinei mimuchan and mezuman lekayim mitzvah so and so. So there's one aspect which is the hachana aspect. Stop and think about what you're going to do. But it's not enough to just think about it. Why did the chassidim rishonim and the people that say the hinei mimuchan and the l'shem yichud, why do they say it? Why can't I just think it? Because when you say it, it makes it real. Many examples of this. Why can't I just think the bracha? But even you could be yotzei bracha pialocha if you just think it, whatever. Shaila, where the thinking Talmud Torah is, they've got a din of Torah, the going holds what can you allow to think Torah the two before you do nagel bas? Yeah, if the pashas of pialocha you can. I'm not speaking halachic level. Poisek, I'm just pashas of pialocha. You can think in Torah if you haven't washed. Why? Torah. Yeah, but it's not in this world. It doesn't come into the world. When you speak it, then it comes into the world. Then it gets its cue. Okay, dialogues. Nun dalet. Naniach shegate l'achlata kolshi. Let's say you came to a decision. You came to achlata. Alav ladayim yesh b'cha hidnagdut pnimit. But there's a bit of internal struggling, right? You come to the decision that you're going to stop smoking, right? And then the resistance kicks in. Now there's a lot of resistance. Nase la'amik u'lechnas l'tzoich ha'inyan. Sachak et praktlitoi. What's this? Perkatlitoi.
Devil's advocate.
Ah, devil's advocate.
The inner devil.
Oh, the advocate. A sotna devil's advocate. It's like No. The devil's advocate. Let's say devil's advocate is I'll come to you like I disagree with you and I agree with you to help you clarify your thoughts. I mean, you come to me with an idea, so I'll disagree with you. That's not going to help you sharpen your thoughts. Playing devil's advocate means I'll play against you in order to help you clarify what you're trying to say. That's, okay, let's see. You can explain it out. Like this. Ani almed mucha yoter. I'm going to learn later today. Ani lo man lecha. Nase l'shchna oti. I don't believe you. Try and persuade me. Try and convince me. B'pam ha'achrona shamat et zeh lo lemadete b'sofer shel dover. The last time you told me you're going to learn later, you didn't learn bichlal. Then you answer back. That's because I was very tired. No, I was just speaking to Tirutzim. Enough with the answers, with the justifications. He's still there for Achshav. Stop running now. Or she can say, that's Muhammad Vatel, La Klal. Or you're going to end up giving it up completely. Which use the trick of devil's advocate against the Satan, against the Yetzirah. Kishtamesh b'milim b'tzura ayyela b'yoyse k'day la'ziz et asmacha l'kivun ha'nachol. Use words in the correct way and they're going to help you more and more to move in the direction you want to go, the correct direction. When you get up in the morning, we all know that the hardest thing to do is to detach ourselves from the mattress. No, I'll sit ourselves. Stop being lazy. Get your feet out of the bed. Put your feet on the floor. Mavtiach lecha shezeh lo kev. I promise you it's not going to hurt. Talk to yourself. The athletes do this, you know, the sports guys, they talk to themselves, you know. Come on, you can do it! You know, these guys, and they shout at themselves. They punch themselves and they... That's the idea, yeah. You get up in the morning, you can't get out of bed. No, talk to yourself. What are you doing in bed? Stop being so lazy. Get up, no. How does that work? Oh, it works. תשאיר לך מצב רוח, תוציא את עצמך מהדיכיון. You're not feeling so, you're feeling a bit low, whatever, you know, you're bordering on being miserable. Talk to yourself. אם אתה כועס, תגיד את החיה המשתולת להסתכל בך. אם אתה מתלונן, הרגע, it's okay. Talk to yourself, get yourself out of anger, get yourself out of moaning. מחזק yourself, speak to yourself, give yourself חיזוק. תשתמש בכל הכלים שאין לי לרשותך, use whatever tools you have to get yourself out of negative states of mind to put yourself into positive states of mind. To push yourself in the right direction. You're your best coach, your best friend, your best motivator. It helps when other people give you chizuk and motivate you and push you along. But the person that has the ability to do that more than anybody is yourself. And you have the kavim to do it. Say to yourself, what am I going to do? Don't think yourself, I'm going to learn for 2 hours in your head. Yeah, I'm going to learn for 2 hours in your head. Sit down there, you start learning. Say it out. I'm going now to learn for 2 hours. In a mukhan and mazuman to go learn for 2 hours. Speak it out. Before you go into a situation where the basic fundamentals of your life are going to be challenged, right? You're going to visit Aunt Mavis in Tel Aviv, yeah? Who's the secretary to the chairman of Meredith, right? So you know you've got to go visit her once a month. You go on your monthly visit to Tel Aviv, to base for half an hour, and you come back mamish with your emunah completely devastated. You start thinking why you even film afterwards. Yeah. So before you go, mechazak yourself. Speak out the basic fundamentals of your life. Yeah. Speak it out. Say it to yourself. כמו שמסופר על הגויים מבילנה שלפני שהייתי לרחוב היחיז על הפרק השני ומסידס לשורים 13 פעם. Before the Vilna Goyim would go into the street, he would chaza the second chapter, the Hirus, in the Mesidus Yishorim 13 times. Why? Because you're going into the street. There's things that are going to take you from where you are down. Rabbi always used to say that before you leave the Beis Midrash at night, a bocha of learning. So what did he do? He leaves the Beis Midrash when he gets to bed. He says, Kriya Shema Lamita. He says, as you walk out the Beis Midrash, you've already plummeted 40 levels down the ladder. He says, you should say Kriya Shema in the Beis Midrash. Mechazak yourself in Kriya Shema in the Beis Midrash before you leave. Then go upstairs and go to bed. Because the distance between the Beis Midrash and your bed is a million miles spiritually. The Krishna in the Beis Midrash. The same as the Goyim. You're sitting in your room. He was closeted up with the windows closed, with the lights, whatever. He never saw outside. He was going outside. You have to mechazak yourself. You're going into a meeting. You're going into whatever. Mechazak yourself. Get yourself positive. Get yourself focused. Like the coaches do. What do the coaches do before sport match? They get the guys together. They give them ball. They mamash pull them around. So do it for yourself. Come over. Call Kli. With Mossi Acher, Ishtamesh Baderech Lo Nechona. Now, it's also true that you can use speech for the wrong reasons. Yishnama speak Meshugoyim, Shemistayim Berechov Medrabi Matma. There are enough Meshugoyim walking around the street speaking to themselves, right? That's not what we're talking about here. Atal Oretz Eloik Echad Mehem. You don't want to be one of them. Lechein Adiv Shelo Titabe Alat Mechav Fehetzia. Therefore, it's a good idea not to do this in public. In the Beis Midrash, you can do it, because everyone's doing it. You can all conform to yourself, people understand that, okay? But you shouldn't be sitting on the bus there and giving yourself a counselling session, you know? Like, come on, you can do it. What are you living for? Come on, get your gun. People are looking. So go out the delet, close the door, nalet atzmacha diun poire, v'ten lachein lachshov shatanim tza be'emtza chazores latzaga. Yitvakeach im atzmacha. Close the door. Let people that walk past think that you're practicing for a play. Have an argument with yourself. Give yourself names. Yeah? Get into a... Make a play out with yourself. Yeah? Bob and Harry. Yeah? Well, Bob, what do you think? What's going to be? I answer Bob. So that. Yeah. Get it going. It sounds crazy, but it works. I can tell you. He locked themselves in the room. And his mom used to speak it out. העיקר של ידי הבעיות הרעיניות שלך, הבעת הרעיניות שלך לגבי יועידך עלי אדמות, תגיע להתברות הרצוי. By expressing these thoughts, the person will arrive in his destination with much more clarity. The desired clarity. כפי שהזכרנו קודם, מילים הן כמו כדורי רובה. As I explained earlier, words are like bullets. וכאשר משתמשים באש, היה צריך להיזהר. We're using fire, you've got to be very careful. You don't just use a gun stuff, yeah? אף פעם אל תכנה את עצמך בכינויים משפילים. Don't ever use negative words about yourself. If words are so powerful that they're taking abstract spiritual ideas and bringing them into poil, so saying negative things can almost drag you down. Don't ever say, Ani garur, Ani tifesh, Ani lo avin, Ani kil shtishlon, Ani lo yechli shtanot. Don't ever say negative things. I can't do this. Never say, I can't do this. Never say, I can't do this. I don't know how to do this yet. I'm not sure how to do it. Never ever say, I can't do this. If you keep saying it to yourself, eventually you'll believe it. If you've got kids, never say negative things to them. Eventually they'll start believing you. Never tell a kid you're a bad boy. Tell him you did a naughty thing. It's mashra achet. Never say to your child you're a naughty boy, because eventually you'll start believing you. And when he's a naughty boy, so then, why is he being naughty? Well, that's what naughty boys do. He has no desire to be good, because you've already told him that he's not. You can destroy your self-esteem, you can almost feel like nothing. You can never ever get to the desired ability that you have. Somebody who values himself as a tzaddik is going to behave like a tzaddik. If you feel like a Rosha, you'll behave like a Rosha. Kadar feels he's a garbage can, he has no problem putting garbage inside himself. If you shove a Rabbeinu Rambam, Alaneva, Ba'avos, Altier Rosha, Bifne Atzmacho, the Mishnah in Pekavos says, Altier Rosha, Bifne Atzmacho. Don't look at yourself like you're Rosha. Says the Rambam, Alter Chazek Atzmacha, Kerosha, Shemitrech Kacha, Tayoit, and the Tabus Ra. Don't look at yourself like you're a Rosha, because if you do, you're going to eventually, you'll end up in the wrong place. I'm Batanura, Kia Basisla, Sia Shlidish, Novas, Mitrech, Raya, Ria At, Mit Shlidis. The negative, the things that transpire negatively come because you see yourself in a negative light. Well, Echafa, Basisla, Sia Chiyuvi, Noiva, Mitrech, Raya At, Mit Chiyuvis. Zecho, Atama, Shata, Choshev, Shata. Remember, you are what you say you are, and you are what you think you are. Hayaron hu laavin ulaavir kakol sheefsha haefsha ala egoyen haishisho. Let's stop it. Stop it. Sorry.